This is George Barnes from the Telegram and Gazette. I'm joined today by reporter Lisa Eckelbecker to share a letter written during World War II. It was from a Fitchburg woman to her daughter who would go overseas with the Army Nurse Corps. Lieutenant Mildred Higgins of Fitchburg signed up for the Army in October 1941, just prior to Pearl Harbor. A letter her mother, Mina Higgins of Fitchburg, wrote her after America entered World War II resurfaced recently. A former neighbor, Richard Sui of Hubbardston, found a copy in family papers. The letter shows concern, pride, and acceptance of a woman whose daughter is heading off to war and to an uncertain fate. Lieutenant Higgins survived the war. She served in Europe at the 228th Station Hospital in England and France before returning home in 1946. Mildred Higgins Dixon passed away in 1998 at age 96, but her mother's love for her is remembered this Memorial Day weekend in her letter entitled, "My Daughter Has Joined the Army."
Yes, I knew you had been thinking about it for some time. So, of course, I knew this would come. But I guess I wished you would be a little undecided and so wait longer. I should have known better. At first, it didn't seem bad at all, more like an adventure. But now war is declared, and that, well, just now my mind went back, a way back. Guess it must be the old revolutionary blood stirring in me. And it wouldn't let me say what, for a minute, I wanted to say. Those revolutionary ancestors of ours buried over in Townsend have handed something down to us, which is stronger than we ourselves. And do we need it now? There was never a more unwanted one than the present one, but we are in it. And everyone must do their part. Some way, I just don't seem to have the right spirit this time. When I was a young girl, I used to think the Memorial Day parades, the bands playing, flags flying, old Grand Army men in uniform, and all that went with it, the grandest, the most thrilling thing of the year. And never until World War did I know my mother would not go out on Memorial Day. I knew then, but God was good to me and sent my loved one back home unharmed. Not so with the countless of thousands of others. Never did I expect to go through another such time of horror, and this time it is my girl. It didn't seem so bad when you first joined up, as war had not been declared. But now, well, if only I could go behind the lines and do something, anything, it wouldn't seem so bad. But just to have to sit at home and wait, watching for a messenger boy to come up the walk and not daring to open the door when he rang, reading the papers every day, hardly daring to look at the casualty list, and yet not daring not to. But you are young and want adventure, and you shall have it. I will not even try to hold you back. I will send you to your line of duty with a smile on my face and a prayer in my heart, and always I shall know that you will be ready for whatever happens. And I shall be proud of you. I am sure you are going to be the finest looking, bravest, cleverest nurse in the whole army. And when I am over the first shock of knowing that it must be soon, I promise you that I will not grieve. I will never let myself be afraid, but I will trust and hope and pray for you and all the girls and boys in the service. And every boy or girl wearing a uniform shall be sacred to me because of my own. It means so much to us all, defending our country and the right way of life. God keep us from hating, but let us love the right and the glorious country of ours so much that we can dare and do anything. We have a rich heritage to uphold, a heritage handed down to us through the years, a heritage gained only by bloodshed, suffering, and tears. No other country can boast of such as ours. My dear, you are a direct descendant of some of the most famous founders of this country. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, both presidents, as you know. Samuel Adams, the originator of the Boston Tea Party. Let no act of yours take luster from their names. Show yourself a worthy member of so famous a family, and I, with God's help, will do the same. Yes, I too have much to live up to, both past and present. They serve who only stand and wait. Sometimes I think I could almost murder the originator of that saying, but I guess it is true, much as I dislike it. And so I will try to do my part. Always I shall be watching and waiting, and can only hope that you come back to me smiling and joyous as ever. Ah, yes, I will wear your pin and medical insignia so proudly that my friends will think I own the whole Army, Navy, and Air Force. But God speed the day when all this suffering, bloodshed, and horror will be over. We cannot say when that will be or how that will end. We can only work, hope, and pray. And now, when your call comes, I will not fail you. And you, I know, will not fail me, nor the country, and God we both love. Mother.